In my many years here, I've developed a tradition. It began doing it with my junior high group, Frog, and then it rolled on into the RCIA, now called the OCIA, and now it's become part of the Religious Ed program. I do it with Eric. We do a explanatory mass, which means it's a full mass, but you stop at all different parts of the mass to explain to people what we're doing and why we do it. And people find that very informative. They really appreciate the mass. It takes a little longer because you're explaining everything, but then again, people come away with a deeper appreciation for the liturgy, and that's always a good thing. Well, one of the things that often stand out that people want to know about are the candles. Why do we have the candles? Why are they lit? What's the point? Are they just decoration? Is it something left over from the time of the Lord? Well, to really understand this, we first have to go back to the time of the Lord when we didn't have electricity. So think about back then when they didn't have lights. Okay, very good. Now, these candles really stand out now, don't they? Yes, they do. You can see them. Well, they're not decoration. They did have a useful purpose in Jesus' day in the sense that when you walked around and you took a candle and you're going from one side of your house to another, you're trying to walk down the street, you're gonna walk nice and slow, and you're gonna put a hand up here so the candle doesn't go out. One slow step at a time. And you don't want to tip it because you don't want the wax to come down and get on your shoe. So that's one thing about a candle. You hold it close to yourself. And that's an important way to look at candles, holding it close to yourself. Because in liturgy, the candle represents a way that the Lord is present to us. And during the liturgy, there are many ways the Lord is present to us. For example, candles are lit here next to the pulpit where I am reading the Holy Scriptures in the lectern. Very nice job as usual, Mrs. Peck, thank you. We read scriptures from the Old Testament and from the Gospels. The Bible is more than just history and ethics and morals. There are lots of history and a lot of morals and a lot of ethics in the scripture, but it's much, much more than that. It's the living word of God. It's a transformative word. God is present in his word. And if you're open to his word, you can be transformed by that from within, holding it closely to your heart. Then we have candles over here by the altar. That represents Jesus presenting himself to in the very Eucharist, in his very body and his blood, that we are going to receive him later on in the liturgy, holding him close to our heart. And then you see the candle lit above the tabernacle there. That's primarily for people who are shut in, who are in nursing homes. And we have some wonderful parishioners who have a beautiful ministry of taking communion to at least four different nursing homes so that they can receive the Lord and Jesus and hold him close to their heart. But finally, we begin the Advent season. So we have other candles. And this candle over here, every one of these candles also represents how the Lord is in our life. This one represents hope, that Jesus is the hope of our life. We are called to be people of hope. If you are a person of hope, you can never despair. Having a person of hope fortifies our faith. And this is what that candle represents, that as we contemplate on celebrating Jesus' birth, and as we prepare ourselves for his coming again, remember the two purposes of Advent, celebrating the past, preparing for the future, that we remind ourselves every day we get up that we have hope in our lives. That hope resigns us in the personal way that Jesus is close to our heart. Now I realize that this one little candle doesn't give off much light, but if every single one of us is open to that hope in our life and lets that light shine, it could light up a whole room.